Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kendra, you told me that you walked in the store and you found those fruitcakes in a box.
And I call them pantalone, but that's not the name of it.
No.
What's it called?
Panettes or something.
I don't know.
Panettone. Panettone.
So you said, who buys those? And I'm like, yeah, those like dry fruitcake things, and all of a sudden, my entire life I've wondered who buys them. David O'Leary says, I eat them every Christmas morning.
It's my favorite story ever.
Anyway, so I decided to start shopping today for my neighbors. I buy them each a panettone. I don't know if you know what panettones are. They're that little Italian cake that comes in a box laced with the disgusting dried fruit. I don't know if they like them, but that's what they get.
Yeah. That's what we get.
No, but I'm so shocked because you go to Whole Foods, you eat healthy, you don't eat out of the vending machine, you never go to drive-thrus or fast food, and you're like, I eat that. You're like, it's handcrafted. I'm like, it sits there for 3 weeks at the grocery store.
About, right? We're talking about the same
fruit
thing.
Cake.
In the red box, mm-hmm. It's not the dense, hard-packed fruitcake type cake. It's a light, fluffy. It's a little bit eggy. And yes, it may be made several weeks before it's put on display for Christmas and Thanksgiving, but it's a delicious delicacy. It's a treat is what it is. And we have it every Christmas morning. My wife started doing this years ago, and every morning we slice up a panettone.
But do you like it, or do you do it because it's tradition? Be honest.
You put powdered sugar on anything.
A little syrup.
You put enough powdered sugar on anything
get
it. No, it's panettone is great. Sometimes I'll toast it up, put a little butter on there or something. Mm. If you make French toast or bread pudding with a panettone, I'm telling you, you'll never come into work that day.
I think it's where they're putting it because they put it on top of like all the candy, like the cheapy candy on the little spiral spinning display, like as you're about to check out. And I'm always like,
they do. I was in Wegmans yesterday and they had two things. They had the panettones and the canned cakes and all that stuff kind of lined up. They also have like the baking stuff. And right when you walk in the store, like, oh, you'll be baking for Thanksgiving,
right.
Of course. So they've got the confectioner sugar and the brown sugar and the baking powder and all the chocolate chips and all that stuff right there.
This is my favorite segment on this show. No, I have wondered my whole life who buys that box.
It's bread in a box.
I don't understand what your problem is with the panettone. I'm really stumped by this.
It's prepackaged bread in a box that sits out for weeks. So you know that it's got all kinds of preservatives in it. You're somebody who has a bread maker. You make homemade
everything
bread.
Is fresh.
This is so against everything you stand for.
I know. Yeah. It is.
And you're like, it's delicious. It's delicious. I'm like, it's a bread in a box.
I'm telling you, you should try it. Here's what
that
I'm going to do.
That has chemicals, it can sit.
I don't know about the chemicals. That I can't speak to. I don't know. I just know at Christmas morning, it's on the table. We warm it up just a little bit, slice a little bit up, and it's absolutely delicious. And I'm going to bring, before we go our separate ways for Christmas, and I know we will at some point, I'm going to bring a little panettone in here.
We'll have some champagne.
We'll make some mimosas and panettone. We'll have our own little Christmas morning breakfast here on Morning Magic. You guys won't be putting down the panettone then. You won't be kicking it then.
I will be kicking it. I'll have a mimosa, but not the dried fruitcake with the raisins.
Not fruitcake, by the way. It's currants. It's currants.
It's
not
fruitcake.
Like the gelled, whatever that fruit that they put in fruitcake is.
What's a currant?
It's almost like a raisin. It's like a little fruitier. It's like a grape. It's like a dried.
There's other seeds. I'm not talking to you guys. They're grown. Forget it. Nasty. It was my favorite moment when David looked at both of us and goes, we have one every Christmas morning.
You might be happy to know I had subscribed you both in the Panettone of the Month Club for a holiday gift. I'm going to cancel both subscriptions
for the
two of you.
Good call.
Magic traffic just ahead of Throwback Live at 8:25. You kept calling it pantaloons.
I keep saying pantalones.
Pantalones, which is pants.
It's a cross between baloney and pants.
Yeah, I don't know.
Panettone. Magic traffic is up. Sue is watching the cars. Force Elements Massage is our sponsor. How are we doing?
All right. 95 northbound, you're slow. 109 all the way up to the Mass Pike. 128 south, Walnut Street to Washington Street. And then another pocket of slow-moving volume from Route 3 down to Route 2. 3 northbound, Derby to Union is still where you're going to see the slowest moving volume. 3 southbound, we have an accident that just cleared at Route 18. Tobin Bridge slow, Sargent Street down to the center span.
I don't know if you know what panettones are. They're that little Italian cake that comes in a box laced with the disgusting dried fruit.
It's not the case
That's
at all.
True.
Clouds and showers today. Clouds and showers tonight. Clouds and showers tomorrow. Maybe some snow. Yippee.
We're getting messages on Facebook about panettone.
You are going to rue the day.
I know. All the panettone lovers are going to come out of the
woodwork
gonna
now.
You're
going to be very, very sorry is all I'm going to say.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.